the Will Cain Podcast on ESPN Radio.
It is the final hour of the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests are at 888-729-3776 on the Shell Pinzo Performance Line. I'll be taking your calls throughout this hour. If you're missing baseball, you can tune in Sunday night for a Major League Baseball Classic Game 7 of the 2003 ALCS between the Yankees and Red Sox, presented by Progressive Insurance, and coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. I'm very excited to announce that for the final hour of the Will Cain Show, we will be joined by our Supreme Leader. We will be joined by Kim Jong-Nuno. What's up, Nemo?
No, he's not there.
Yeah,
yet.
He's not there.
Oh, my gosh. You got to be kidding me. What a,
nah, he hung
what
up.
A tease.
He was there, connected, and he dropped. So it's pretty much just classic Nuno. Dropped, and yeah.
Maybe. Maybe Nuno will be involved in the show. He's had a family emergency. He couldn't be here today. He wasn't. It was obviously unplanned. He's got to take care of his business and what's important, and we all understand that. But hopefully he'll be able to join us in this hour. But you know what? If he's not here with us, he's going to be here with us not just in spirit, but in drops and memories. Bubba's got a couple queued up here. This one isn't necessarily I don't know if Nuno's on the air during this one, but it's about him and our old leader, Stephen Cerruti, when he was getting married. Bubba, do I need to set this up in any other way? I don't know where this thing picks up.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's basically it. This is back in October of 2018. And yeah, in case people aren't aware, Cerruti was getting married. We were all working on the show. I went to the wedding. You went to the wedding. Nuno did not go to the wedding. And
wait, that makes it sound wrong.
Wasn't invited, yeah. Did not get an invite. I got invited. You got invited. Nuno did not get invited.
And of course,
you brought it up on the air.
Yes, because I am who I am. It was an elephant in the room.
For
I have
like
to pick a scab.
2 hours.
If it's there.
And eventually, Cerruti just boiled over and just snapped. For like the first time ever.
Ever.
And we got this from him.
A Will Cain Show throwback.
Well, the truth is actually it's just sort of boring. It's not that funny.
All right. Well, to you.
Sorry. You're right, to me.
Actually really funny to us.
Nuno you try being in here right
it.
Now.
Nuno, it's funny, I emailed your fiance a moment ago, too.
You're
I'm a coward!
Whoa!
You're a coward. Because you come in here you come in here every single segment. You come in here, you burp in everyone's face, which is absurd. You talk our ears off. You talk ass and then don't pay attention to our responses. But when things are actually going down in the control room, you're nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found. Wow.
He is getting some things off his chest.
Wow. Now we're talking.
All right. I feel that was healthy. I feel good about that.
Yeah, now I feel better.
Okay, good. I do too. I
got more,
good.
Though, if you want it.
I do. Yeah,
I got
go
more.
Ahead.
I love it. Yeah.
Let him fly.
You're also, you think you're super cool because you're on this John Gruden is misunderstood. Oh, he's actually a really great coach despite the fact that they're 1-4. I'm Will Cain. I'm afraid of the mob mentality. So even if I'm blatantly wrong, I'm going to be on the other side just for the sake of being on the other side.
I'm not wrong.
Well, guess what John Gruden did?
What?
He put his foot in his mouth again. And I don't want to keep knocking this guy. But
you're going to.
Let's play. This is audio from Derek Carr, their quarterback, after they signed Marshawn Lynch about what he's going to do when the ball's on the 1 yard line.
Is that the end, Bubba? We're not playing the John Gruden sound.
That's the end.
Well, I don't know why you kept the John Gruden in, but you know what? I'm glad you did because I think I'm going to win that one in the long run. I think John Gruden's doing a pretty good job with the Raiders. It's going to work out. Quick sports point there. Cerruti was mad that day. He was legit mad. I think Maddie was mad at me too. I'm not with his wife now.
Oh, yeah, she was not happy.
I think she was not happy with me.
Not thrilled how things went.
Because
they just felt bad. They just felt so bad.
I know, but yes, it was probably wrong of me. But, like, Nuno knew he wasn't invited, and Cerruti knew Nuno wasn't invited. Everybody knew. The only thing we weren't doing was recognizing it. And so I forced us to recognize it. Nuno. Are you there?
What's up?
What's up? You made it.
I did. But you know what the part that you're missing? Anytime with the Darlington stuff, by the way, I was upset Darlington didn't check his phone while he was still talking to you because I sent him a text and to tell him how I felt. Let's just say I can't say it on air.
Okay.
But, like, with that, with the Cerruti thing and with the Darlington thing, the person who caused all these problems was Liam. Because Liam was the one that, like, hey, Nuno's not going to the wedding. Let's, you know, like, bring it up. Like, you
you're
know,
right.
As our boss, he's not supposed to be doing things like that.
And on the Darlington thing, you're right. He's the one that told me you should have Darlington mess with Nuno. He's the one that absolutely, made me do that. Okay, Nuno, stay here. I've got a call I need to put in here. Steve in Connecticut is on the line. Steve?
Will.
Yes.
You got me.
I do.
I gotta ask you a question. Now that the show is officially ending, like, are we just going back in time and awarding, like, winners of all these debates and stuff? Like, I still need to know if you think Russell Westbrook is just a stat padder or a Blink-182 is considered an actual punk rock band, or if many people care about the Cowboys as much as you think they do. I just want to know, are we putting a pin in all this stuff? I don't know.
So wait a minute, Rudy. Are you telling me as we played that wedding clip, the part that really got you is that I took a victory lap on John Gruden there at the end? Like, I went back and took a victory lap on John Gruden, so now you want to know on Westbrook and all these others if I'm going to be held to account on that?
I do. I want some finality to this. But I will say, because that was genuinely the part you just played about you guys, you know, you agitating me about whether or not Nuno was invited to the wedding, why he was invited to the wedding, that was maybe the most uncomfortable I've ever been in my entire life. And I'm not even exaggerating there. Like, I was mad. I was sad. I was on the verge of tears. I was pissed off at everybody in the control room, as you could probably hear. And so that's the you, Liam. But, yeah, that was probably the most uncomfortable I've ever been in my life.
Is it bad that I'm a little proud of that? Like, I helped you get to your most uncomfortable moment, and you came out the other side. I think we're all okay. We might be even better for it, don't you think? Maybe.
Well, he did leave the show.
It's true. That is true. I took it to heart. No, I mean, I think you know, we were all genuinely kind of like a messed up family who, I mean, we all constantly took shots at each other and tried to get under each other's skin, I should say, and. But the good thing about that is I think when push came to shove, like, we would do anything for each other. And I think that's what was really cool about the show. So I didn't feel really bad about that. But, I mean, I think it ended up being okay in the end.
I know it did. I'm going to talk about this throughout the day. But, I mean, I just feel so – I mean, I want you guys to know this. And it's almost like we're not even talking on the air. I just so incredibly indebted to every single one of you guys for how loyal you have been on this show to me personally and to making this show better. And I know why. It wasn't about me. It's because it's about us. This was our project, all of us. My name may have been on it, but this was about what we did on a day-to-day basis. Every single one of us that are on the phone right now. And I got everybody – except for Liam on the phone right now, essentially. Cerruti, Nuno, Bubba, Mike A, Pat, everyone is here. And, I mean, I don't know, man, this is just, it's the best work experience I've ever been a part of in my life. And it's really honestly the most successful thing I've ever done professionally, in my life. And it's because of you guys. And I just feel so.
So this was better than your quinceanera business?
Oh my God! What a line!
Every once in a while, he can do it, can't he?
Oh man!
Walk away, Nuno. It won't get better.
I don't know, Cody and Pepperdine. He had a couple in a row that day.
Oh man!
Cerruti, man, thank you for calling in, bud. I really appreciate you. I know you know that. I know we talk personally, but what you gave to this show, our partnership in the beginning, means the world to me, bud.
Yeah, man, I've missed you guys. I missed all you guys. You, Will, Bubba, Liam, you know, it was definitely probably one of the most fun couple of years of my entire professional life, of my entire life in general. And, you know, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate and admire the way that you do the show and how you treat people and just kind of how you live your life. Because I think the easiest thing today is, like, you know, everyone in the world wants these layup takes that get a bunch of likes and retweets on Twitter. And the thing that I initially knew about you and I came to respect about you is that you've never been about that. And you've always been about having real conversations with people and genuinely getting to know who people are and not being afraid of who you are. And listen, we've disagreed on stuff, and that's totally fine. I think that's healthy. But as much as I've, you know, love coming up with topics with you guys every day, I'm most appreciative of our friendship. I'm pumped to see what you have going on next. And keep doing what you're doing and know that people have your back, including me.
Thanks, buddy. I don't think it's over for any of us. It's just over for right now. All right, Rudy, I appreciate you, man.
Hold on. I have a quick question, though, because you described me I was trying to think about this because you described me when you talked to Smallman and I as having millennial dismissiveness. And then I wanted to figure out like what a catchy little term would be for the way that you kind of live your life or whatever. And so I don't know. I'm going to put everybody on the spot here.
Cerruti, I don't know if you've ever been on social media. I think it's racist. I think that's the word you're looking for.
That's one of them. I want to be a little more accurate, though, actually, than that, and a little bit more creative, to be honest with you. But because you always said that I have this millennial dismissiveness about me. And I was trying to think of what yours would be. And I think I came up with the term boundless agitation. I think that's what you do to people. And I think it's actually kind of accurate. And I'll leave it up to you guys, Mike, Bubba, Nuno, anybody in there, like if you have a better one. But that's the one I came up with that I think basically sums up who you are in a good way.
Boundless agitation. Okay. Well, I have to say, like you saying I push you to your most uncomfortable moment in your life, I did sort of like that when you said that. So maybe you're right.
You did. I think I was mostly mad about how much you actually did enjoy that.
All right, Trudy. Thank you, bud. I'll be talking to you.
Absolutely. Take it easy, man.
There's our old guy, our old leader, Cerruti. You know what, though? Let's take a moment now and go down memory lane with our new leader, our supreme leader, some of Kim Jong-Nuno's greatest hits, next on The Will Cain Show.
So this was better than your quinceanera business?
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
This is The Will Cain Show.
Top five people you did not know were Portuguese.
Number five, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, former child actor.
Wow.
Home Improvement. Number four, Brooke Bork. Danica. Danica McCuller, a.k.a. Winnie Cooper. Number two, Tom Hanks. And number one, the Perrys. Joe Perry.
Tyler Perry?
Yeah.
Tyler Perry's Portuguese.
Joe Perry. I'm having a rough day. Brooke Bork. And number one, the Perrys. I can't speak.
It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com. Today, I got several calls I want to get to here in this segment, plus play some of the greatest hits from Kim Jong-Nuno, our supreme leader, Nemo, and his greatest moments here on the Will Cain Show. Plus, a little bit later in the show, I want to talk about some of the people in this company in my life who's made this something that actually works, who've been behind me, if you wouldn't mind my little Oscar speech for just a minute. But let me go just a second to, let me go to the phone lines. Oh, look, Eric in Tulsa's on the phone lines again. Eric, what's up?
Oh my God,
my
this
man,
guy.
I have enjoyed calling in under different aliases. It took you a while to figure out that this is actually your fat buddy, Ian Fitzsimmons. But you finally caught on. And, I just want to remind you that you never got me back for the Herb Street prank
that right.
You made Nuno pay for dearly with that. Was it Darlington who had the Oscar-winning performance?
You were close on that. What did you tell Nuno? You texted and said Herb Street hates Will, too. I was like, why did I ever do to Herb
you're
Street?
Like, how many people in this company hate me? And then Bob was like, quite a few, right? And then I texted Nuno, tell him Herb Street hates him, too. And that just derailed you. I mean, it like
I never
that,
even
that
met the dude.
You start texting me going, does he really? Does he really hate me? Why? What did I do? And
it
Nuno
was
the one that got the brunt of it. I mean, crushed him. And it was me. So I want to appreciate you for forgetting that because I was on pins and needles for a while. But proud to call you a friend, man. It's been a blast getting to know you. And Eric and Tulsa will miss you in the carpool line because you got me through a lot of tough times over there, buddy. I can promise you. So there you go.
I appreciate you, Fitzsimmons. This is Ian Fitzsimmons, obviously, of Freddie and Fitzsimmons. Late nights here on ESPN Radio. I said it earlier, Ian. I don't know if you heard it. You were still under the guise of Eric and Tulsa. But you've been somebody I've watched as a fan, then became a friend. You are one of the best in this business, a business that is difficult. I'm talking about radio. And I've appreciated very much your friendship. Thank you, man.
Back at you. And for a guy who wears like pink Chuck Converse low tops,
I guess you can call yourself a Texan. I'm still not sure about that, but it's all right.
I'm versatile.
We'll take
it. I like to call it versatile. All right. Thanks, man.
Be well, my brother. Love you, man.
See you. Thank you. All right, Bubba, take us through some of the greatest hits in our Supreme Leader's path.
All right. Yeah. Whatever. I mean, there's just so many here. There's really no context. They're who knows. So I'm just going to hit them and we're just going to go. So okay. Here's some classics. We got this.
Oh, boy.
It's great. That's we know what that's in reference to. The people from New England.
Yep. Also, this one with the people in New England.
Yeah. Take that, Louise.
Yeah. Louise, who cut a diss track for us, right? Against Nuno. Nuno and Louise had a rap battle.
Yeah, which is something you never think you would have heard. This is maybe one of my personal favorites.
I picture Ed Norton, American X.
I don't even know what that's in reference to. What was that in reference to, Nuno? What were you talking about?
Your shirt. And I think you had like the top button all the way up, and you just look like Ed Norton, American X.
That's not the name of the movie. You've got a second shot at it.
I know, I screwed it up. It's one of the things I do gracefully.
What else, Bob?
All right. Here's just him disparaging a country.
I'm anti-Canada.
Give me some more.
Here's him talking about women.
Every woman wants me.
Here's talking about, well, I'll just play it.
I'm definitely a savant.
I just think you need to put, do you have, this should have been his diss track. This is his diss track right here.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. This one,
I was Jesus.
If he did a rap, that'd be, I'm Jesus, I'm definitely a savant, I'm anti-Canada, and every woman wants me.
Yeah, we got to rewrite it. This also is probably one of my personal favorites, because it was actually spot on, but.
There's that je ne sais quoi.
He actually landed that, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually
nailed it.
Perfect. I think this might be one of Will's favorites.
You know, you were hop snobbing, is that what it is?
I was up in Super Bowl week, I believe.
Super Bowl, I was hobsnobbing with all the fancy people.
This was a year.
2011.
Was it?
He invented his own year. He's definitely a savant.
This was in reference to Damian Woody, I believe, enjoying the same TV shows.
Yes! Yes!
Big Blue Bloods fan. Big CBS network primetime fan.
This is also, I believe, a Will favorite.
Well, and Bubba hasn't gotten to the crust. The crust? Crust?
Whoa.
Crust.
You are very special, Nuno. You are very special.
A few more here. These are kind of some of my favorites. A quick bunch here.
Wait, wouldn't your frat brothers be upset you didn't know this one?
This is when he was on a hot streak because he had four in a row.
You gonna lose some street cred, bro? You hang out at Pepperdine, crash some waves.
Crash some waves.
Cody's going to be like, so proud of you, bro.
Cody.
Who? Who, Nuno?
Cody.
That was the best.
Oh, God.
And then we have, I got to add this, his most recent edition.
So this was better than your quinceanera business?
His most recent edition. Oh, he's special. He's special.
I think we just got to add one more, the last, a long form one, since we're not going to do any more of these.
Darling's the turn.
All right, Jeff, this would be an easy one. Which D is in a northern England town on the banks of the River Skern?
What?
Which D is in a...
What do you mean by which D?
Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
Is that inappropriate?
When somebody says that, I don't feel like it's very Disney.
Yeah, that's the way the question is written.
Say it again.
Which D is in
a... Are you about to set up the D joke?
All right, I'll clean it up for you. It'll be a little easier. There is a northern England town on the banks of the River Skern that starts with the letter D.
Oh, gosh. What a terrible way to read that question.
Yeah. I read it the way it was written.
Which D? That's the first time I've heard that.
Which D it is, on Pat? The river, that's the first time, Pat.
Nuno.
Oh, just the gift that keeps on giving.
All right.
The greatest... Oh, just the greatest partner we could have asked for.
He is a supreme leader. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's take a quick break. For the final half hour of the show, let's talk about relationships. Mine with these guys, mine with you. That's coming up on The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio. The last half hour of the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio. All callers who I'm going to be getting to and connecting with in just a moment here are on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. We've got a few more of our greatest hits to play. I want to talk about my relationship with my guys here, and I want to talk about my relationship with you. But let's take a minute, if we can, just I want to talk about this. The whole thing is an exercise in self-indulgence, and I apologize for a lot of that. That's what it is. When you spend this much time on something, as I'm sure many of you have done in your lives, when you spend this much time with some people, the way I have with these guys every day, honestly, I talk to Nuno, Bubba, Mike A, and Pat probably more than I do my wife. When you spend as much time as I do with you every day, and I have never thought of it as a one-way relationship, you're going to go through some exercise in self-indulgence when it comes to an end. So let me talk for a minute, if I may. And this is the final half hour. If I'm going to get emotional, this is the real test. Let's hope that I don't. But I want to do with a self-indulgent thing of just thanking a few people, if you wouldn't mind. In order to get to ESPN, I came from a place of news and politics. It was going to be an effort. It was going to be a lift. It was going to take some convincing that, A, I knew sports. I did. And B, I could make this transition. There was nobody at ESPN who championed me more than a guy named Rob Savinelli. So Rob brought me into ESPN, convinced everybody I could do this, went show to show, introduced me to everybody at ESPN, and every step of the way throughout the years has championed me as somebody who ESPN should get behind. And that's a thing. Like, getting here is one thing. Convincing the company to sort of get behind you is a whole nother thing. Rob Savinelli is one of the leaders of the ESPN talent department, and so much of my career is indebted to him. Along the way, after that, there were executives that were very, very important. John Skipper put a lot of faith in me. After that, Jimmy Pitaro put a lot of faith in me. Norby Williamson championed me and put me in high positions and asked me to live up to his expectations. I hope and think that I did so. Jim Ornstein and Tom Young, both integral in every step of my career. Both agents at two different agencies, both awesome allies for me throughout my career. In TV, Dave Roberts saw a lot in me and continually put me in a position of high profile. And I'll forever be indebted to that and his straightforward honesty with me as well. Antoine Lewis, Kevin Reeder knew that I could do First Take, wanted me on First Take, and continuously at every turn, asked me to come do First Take. I so appreciate them for that. Carolyn Hong championed me at Outside the Lines. Andy Tennant put me in a position, along with Ben Hauser, to do great things at Outside the Lines. And then when it came to my radio career, Trog Keller absolutely was the man that made it happen. He made the Will Cain Show. He got behind it. He gave it the patience it needed. He said it would work, and he was right. Trog Keller's the reason for the Will Cain Show. Tim McCarthy at ESPN New York has been an ally of mine from day one, and I'm forever indebted to Tim McCarthy. And then there's the people that I work with more on a regular basis. Marsha, Justin, Liam, our bosses here at ESPN Radio, I've loved working with them. I really, truly have. They've all added to my career and made me better at this. And then, of course, there's the guys on the show. Let me come back to them in just a moment, because there's one other category of person that championed me, that put me in a position. That's other talents here at ESPN. There have been those that have welcomed me in to varying degrees. Matthew Berry, Field Yates, and Stefania Bell welcomed me into Fantasy Football Now, and I loved working with them. Matt Harrington took care of me on that show. I'm sure listing off names isn't the best ratings gold in radio, but hey, how many more segments, how many more 5 minutes do I have to win? Stephen A. Smith was absolutely a champion of mine. My relationship with Stephen A. to me is a lot of the ways we should interact with people. Not perfectly, but pretty close in real life. We had it out, man. We had it out on serious subjects and light ones. We had it out over the Cowboys. We had it out over big issues in this country. And every time it was over, we dapped it up and it was done. He believed in me. He championed me. And I'm indebted to Stephen A. Max and Molly, big parts of my career. And then there's these guys. I don't know if I can even do this. Anyway. Kate Fagan. What a great partner of mine. Kate Fagan from early on. One of the best co-hosts I've ever had. One of the best friends I've ever had in this business. All right, let me see if I can do this, okay? Sir Rudy. Nuno. Bubba. Mike A. Pat. I don't know, guys. Thank you. That's about all I can make it through. Thank you.
Sure. yeah, like, obviously I wish I was there today, but I'm kind of glad I'm not there today, because the last thing I want to do is, you know, cry in front of people, because it's not that the fact that the show is ending, and as everyone said, we've become really good friends. We've become like family. I mean, we fought. Like, Will, you and I think there was times if we were in the same room, we probably would come to blows. But at the end of the day, it's just, it was because we were passionate about what we were talking about, and we wanted to make the show the best. But what the hardest part of this, like, yes, we're all going on to different things. Obviously, you're leaving. We'll work on a different show and make it as good as possible. But that friendship, that's there, and it just, it sucks. Like, truly, that it sucks that this is going to end, because there were still a lot of big things that we were going to accomplish. Bubba, please take it away.
All right. Well, first, I know most of the listeners, or a lot of listeners, probably do know this, but I hope the listeners understand how much you cared about him and all of us cared about him, because that's not, you know, a normal thing, which is a crazy thing to say, but, you know, we care about the listeners a lot. And I think, you know, that reflected in the show. You know, we care about all of them, everyone who called in. But yeah, I mean, I think obviously, you know, everyone here knows how much we all care about each other. But I think just for me, the easiest way I can describe it is it's just, I just didn't want to do anything else. You know, there were times where, whether it was Liam or Justin, or people would come to me and say, hey, do you want to switch shows, or do you want to come off and do you need a day off? Do you need a break? Or, you know, you're doing this with, and I said, no, man, this is what I want to do. I want to see this to the end. And if that meant, you know, working a lot more, it didn't matter, because this was the most fun I was having every day. And it was, you know, these 4 hours. And if that meant, you know, working 6 days all fall, I didn't really care, because I knew coming in here every day with Srudy, Will, Nuno, Mike, Pat, everyone was the best part of the day. And, it didn't really matter. So this is the place I wanted to be every single day. And, you know, and like we all said, it's clearly just a team that it was the most fun, you know, coming in, most fun I've had in radio in years because of the team environment that we created. And, you know, that's obviously something we're going to miss. And, you know, we talked about just yesterday, you know, we'll mention, you know, we talk to us more than you talk to your wife. And it's, yeah, because we're talking to each other in a room 4 hours a day, you know, 45 weeks a year for 2.5 years. And so, yeah, you know, we're all going to miss that. But it was an unbelievable 2 years, like Nuno said, and there was more to come, but we did a pretty amazing job.
Mike? Thank you for giving me a break there.
You're not done. So, as the guy said, you know, we talk to each other so much, but unlike other shows, I got excited for the call. It was the player who loved practice as much as he loved the game. I worked here for 12 years, and I'll say this about you, Will. Nobody worked as hard or was willing to get better, was open to being wrong, and open to being challenged to do so. There was a standing order for me with our scheduling person. If there was a Will Cain shift open, it was mine. I don't care if it would have been my 15th day in a row, it was mine. I've enjoyed coming to work. I've enjoyed how challenged I was, and I enjoyed being challenged and challenging you in return. And I'll say this, I hold my sports conversations higher now. I hold them to a higher standard, whether that's with my friends, my brothers, because I know what it's supposed to be now.
Thank you, Matt.
All I wanted to do when I got hired here, well, when this show started, was to work on this show because of the guys who were working on it, but mostly because of you, because you were just so different and you were doing things in a different way. It was all I wanted to do. And, it's been an absolute honor to work with you and to work with all these guys on this show. I've never learned more about not only sports and all of that, but just life in general. We've had incredible conversations every step of the way. Wouldn't change it for the world. And I'm definitely sad that it's coming to an end.
I'm incredibly flattered by y'all's words. I'm sorry I couldn't come up with more. Maybe the fact that I couldn't for the first time in my life think of the thing to say or bring myself to say it says everything. Okay. I'm forever indebted to you guys. Last segment. Here's what I want to talk about. My relationship with you, the audience. Bubba brought it up. You have no idea how important that's been to me, to all of us. So, last segment, my relationship with you. Last on the Will Cain Show.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday. Social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? 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 Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag. Done.
Geico. Always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio. One more time. You know, the risk in listing off names is you leave somebody off. And I inevitably will. I want to correct the record with two names I did leave off that I can remember off right out now. Amanda Gifford, in radio, in talent, in radio again, has been a great ally of mine. Somebody I've absolutely counted on. Somebody I could lean on throughout my career. And I was talking about talent I've been a part of, who've been important, Kate Fagan, Stephen A. Smith. Ryan Rosillo has been absolutely a supporter as well and put me in positions to succeed. First on his show, filling in for Danny, then when he was solo. And every step of the way, Ryan hasn't just been a champion. He's been a friend of mine. I'm indebted to Ryan Rosillo as well. And so the final relationship I want to talk about is ours, yours and mine. So, as Bubba said a minute ago, we think about the audience all the time. We think about the listener. But I don't even like that word listener because it sounds like a one-way street. To me, it's a two-way street. All I ever cared about is connecting with people. Going back and forth, disagreeing, whatever it may be. That's where life is to me. I've asked you to look at each other as individuals. I've asked you to judge each other as people, as a man, as a woman, by their character. I've harped on it. I've said it, and now it's controversial. I've asked it over and over. I've said it's how I think I should live my life. And here's what you did. And I appreciate this. You did that to me. You listened to me. Excuse me. As an individual, you took the time. Some of you hated me. Some of you disagreed with me. But you took the time to listen to me. And that's everything, man. That's everything. That's the start and finish of this whole deal. Listening to each other. Interacting. I don't have time to get to all your calls on the Shell Penzo performance line, unfortunately. But I'm going to take one. Because in a way, I think it symbolizes everything. So, I love this relationship. On the Shell Penzo performance line is P.I.
My dude, that means so much to me, man. That means a lot. It really does. I'm glad you didn't bring me on last before the break, because I probably would have cried if you would have. That wouldn't have been right of you to do it to me. So I'm going to start off like I usually would. Accountability, Bo. My Heat were 2-0 against your Mavericks this year, so you owe me something. I don't know what it is. I'm just letting you know you do.
Yeah.
We're going to start right there. First thing, man, I told you before, I hated when Russillo left. I thought you two were going to team up, and the show would have been completely different, honestly, because he's one of the smartest basketball dudes out there. But you guys made it work, man. You, Sarutz, Big Mike, Bouncer Pat now, right? DJ Bubba and my Portuguese partner, Nuno. I love what you guys have done, man. I listen to you every day. You know that. I don't know how much time I got, so I just say, you say you got a monopoly on the truth, but one truth that you seem to not know, man, is so many more people like and love you than you think. You got to get out of that, man. We really love you out here. People just disagree with you, and that's just the way America is. And this show is America. It's exactly what it should be. We got heartfelt debates, passionate viewpoints, vigorous opposition, but it's no harm, no foul at the end of the day. And I love everything that you do. Love what you've been to the show. I told you, you know, I'm going to stay connected to you if I can. You're going to make me get on social media. I guess that's what I'm going to have to do to stay with you. But just know your voice carries weight. You know, carries weight. So
thank
sometimes
you,
don't think the conversation that you open about things, it means a lot to people, whether they want to hear it or not. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I've always loved you, man. So
thank
I appreciate you,
P.I.
Willie.
Thank you, P.I. I appreciate you as an individual, and I appreciate you as a representative of this audience. The relationship that we've had, I hope, is the relationship I've had with everybody in this audience. Agree, disagree, come together, see each other as individuals and human beings. Have a ball over sports. You can follow me on Twitter at Will Kane. You can follow me on Instagram, see Will Kane. Thank you so much for listening to The Will Kane Show on ESPN Radio.
Thank you for listening to The Will Kane Podcast. You can listen to The Will Kane Show live weekdays at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. The Will Kane Podcast.
GEICO knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the thrill of the revving engine and pure adrenaline of flying down the highway, to the confidence of knowing that GEICO always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service. But Ari Snyder has one reason in particular.
I have extremely large upper arms. They won't even fit into most shirts. Thankfully, biking really embraces vest culture, so I feel accepted.
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.